This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, we cross to our British correspondent who has done a little bit of an investigation into what happens outside the Ecuadorian embassy.
He's been sitting there listening to a conversation by two Brits.
We had to slip him a few bob, but I think the content was worth it.
A tea and scone?
No, his name was Bob.
Oh, okay.
This is the Triple Threat podcast. As we were saying, breaking news out of the UK where the guards are standing down outside the Ecuadorian embassy.
The government has, they've been putting a bit of money into it, James, and I wonder what they've gotten out of it.
Well, you know, he's been in there for a while.
Yeah.
Was it 1 year?
2012, I think. Oh, he's been in there. It's been like almost 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That has flown.
Of course. So probably not for Julian.
Yeah, probably not. Prob's not for Julian Assange.
Probably not for the guards either. I can't imagine it would be too interesting standing out the front.
No, I wouldn't think it would be too interesting sitting outside the front of the Ecuadorian embassy either. So what we did was we got in touch with our very posh British reporter.
British correspondent.
Our British correspondent to find out just exactly what has been going on outside the Ecuadorian embassy. This is what happened.
Today we look at the life of an Assange guard and how they occupy themselves. The British government has recently spent £10 million guarding the Australian refugee inside the Ecuadorian embassy. Let's see what our hard-earned taxpayer dollars are getting us.
Do you reckon that's a pigeon from Wednesday?
No, the other one had more white on it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's Bradley. Stephen has less white around his chest. Oh, is that Assange? Oh. Did he leave?
I don't know, I was looking at the pigeon.
Oh, well, stuff it, probably wasn't him anyway.
Yeah. Cute pigeon, though.
Did you watch X Factor last night?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, what, do you think of that girl with the buffy hair and stuff?
No, I wasn't watching her.
What? What was I watching? What do you reckon it's like inside there?
What, the embassy?
Yeah, the embassy. I mean, it looks pretty fancy from the outside, but, you know, what do you reckon it's like?
Probably just smells like coffee.
What would it smell like, coffee?
Isn't that Ecuadorian?
No, I think that's equilibrium. Oh, wait, that's your balance, isn't it? So what's your favourite Assange? Like, you know, courtroom Assange, where he's nice and shaved and short hair and that. Or Richard Branson Assange, he's got a bit of grungy beard going on.
Scruffy Assange.
Scruffy Assange,
no,
yeah.
I like clean-shaven Assange, I think.
Yeah. I tell you what, he looks a little bit more trustworthy with a shaven face, I think.
Oh, I definitely trust him with my documents.
Don't do that, mate. That's why he's inside.
The curtain just move?
Nah, mate. I think that was a wind. Ah, bugger it. Fancy a cuppa?
There you have it, Britain's finest at it again. Well done, chaps, and look forward to having you on the street, protecting us and keeping us all safe again. God save the Queen.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.